This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with the Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, in New Delhi this afternoon. The talks between the Prime Minister and the Amir will focus on various aspects of bilateral relations between India and Qatar. The Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, reached New Delhi yesterday on 2 days' official visit. He was accompanied by high-level delegation, including ministers, senior officials and a business delegation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani at the airport. The Amir was accorded a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of the Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Modi and several union ministers were present on the occasion. India and Qatar share a strong economic partnership, with bilateral trade expanding across various sectors. Meanwhile, Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal and his Qatari counterpart Sheikh Faisal bin Thani Faisal Al Thani attended the India-Qatar Joint Business Forum today. During the event, two memorandums of understanding were signed between India and Qatar. Speaking to the media, Piyush Goyal highlighted the historical ties between India and Qatar and the vast potential for collaboration. He emphasized that both countries are committed to strengthening their relations in line with global advancements in new technology and artificial intelligence.
भारत और कतार के बीच संबंध ऐतिहासिक भी है और संभावनाओं से भरे हुए। कल माने प्रधानमंत्री जी ने जो मित्रता का भाईचारे का संदेश हाइनेस अमीर ऑफ कतार को एयरपोर्ट पर जाकर रिसीव करके दिया है, मैं समझता हूँ उसी में पूरी कहानी स्पष्ट हो जाती है।
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will review the status of the implementation of new criminal laws in Jammu and Kashmir in the presence of Chief Minister Omar Abdullah and Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha today. The meeting will focus on the current status of various provisions related to police, jails, courts, prosecution and forensics outlined in the three new criminal laws, the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, BNS 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita, BNSS 2023, and the Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam, BSA 2023. These laws replace the Indian Penal Code, IPC, the Code of Criminal Procedure, CRPC, and the Indian Evidence Act, respectively. A new episode of Pariksha Pe Charcha 2025 has been released today. In this episode, several toppers of different boards and examinations have shared their thoughts and tips to school students on beating exam stress, anxiety, and staying chill under pressure. Sharing the glimpses of the upcoming video on his social media platform, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi said in this Pariksha Pe Charcha episode, exam warriors have shared the experiences of how they have successfully overcome exam stress and anxiety. Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has been appointed as the new Chief Election Commissioner, CEC, as the tenure of the incumbent poll body chief, Rajiv Kumar, ends today. CEC Gyanesh Kumar is a former IAS officer from the 1988 batch of the Kerala cadre. He has served as Secretary in the Ministry of Parliamentary Affairs. Dr. Vivek Joshi has been appointed as the new Election Commissioner. He is an IAS officer from the 1989 batch of the Haryana cadre. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to Swami Ramakrishna Paramhans on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, Swami Ramakrishna Paramhans' deep devotion to Ma Kali significantly influenced his followers. Top officials of the United States and Russia will meet in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia today to discuss ending Russia-Ukraine conflict. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and Foreign Affairs Advisor Yuri Ushakov arrived in the Saudi capital yesterday. On the other hand, the U.S. State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce has said the U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, National Security Advisor Mike Waltz and Special Envoy Steve Witkoff will meet the Russian delegation. Meanwhile, Ukraine's local media has reported that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will not participate in the U.S.-Russia negotiations in Saudi Arabia. Mr. Zelensky said that Kyiv will not accept the results of the negotiations that do not involve Ukraine. In Hockey FIH Pro League, the Indian men's team led by Harmanpreet Singh will take on Germany at the Kalinga Hockey Stadium in Bhubaneswar, Odisha, this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin. We'll be right back.